The reading today is taken from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 44.
Jesus enters Jerusalem as a king. Jesus went on towards Jerusalem. He came near Bethphage and Bethany, towns near the hill called the Mount of Olives. Then he sent out two of his followers. He said, "Go into the town you can see there. When you enter it, you will find a colt tied there. No one has ever ridden this colt. Untie it and bring it here to me. If anyone asks you why you are taking it, say, 'The master needs it.'" Two of the followers went into town. They found the colt just as Jesus told them. The followers untied it, but the owners of the colt came out. They asked the followers, "Why are you untying our colt?" The followers answered, "The master needs it." So they brought it to Jesus. They threw their coats on the colt's back and put Jesus on it. As Jesus rode towards Jerusalem, the followers spread their coats on the road before him.
Jesus was coming close to Jerusalem. He was already near the bottom of the Mount of Olives. The whole crowd of followers was very happy. They began shouting praise to God for all the powerful works they had seen. They said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell your followers not to say these things." But Jesus answered, "I tell you, if my followers don't say these things, then the stones will cry out." Jesus came near Jerusalem. He saw the city and he began to cry for it. Jesus said to Jerusalem, "I wish you knew today what would bring you peace, but you can't know it because it is hidden from you. A time is coming when your enemies will build a wall around you and will hold you in on all sides. They will destroy you and all of your people. Not one stone of your buildings will be left on another. All this will happen because you did not know the time when God came to save you."
Thank you, Ruth and Lois. Now, you may have noticed that normally when we get our instruments out for our opening worship, we then gather them in at the end of those opening songs. But I haven't asked you to do that this morning, because this morning is Palm Sunday, and I want to think about noise. We've been making a beautiful noise so far, a big noise in our worship. The band have led us well. You are in good voice. We've had all sorts of instruments in and out of time, but together we've been making a joyful noise. The first Palm Sunday was a very noisy day. The crowds that gathered, the cheers that they shouted, the praise that they sang as Jesus rode into Jerusalem. It was a noisy day. And so it seems right this morning that at least part of our service should be noisy too. And I'd like it to get a little bit noisier, because I want to recreate the sound of that first Palm Sunday. And some of us are going to be doing that with the instruments we've already got. Some of us are going to be doing it with some props, and all of us are going to be doing it with our voices. We're going to do this in different sections, and I have here my trolley of noise as we recreate some of the sounds of that first Palm Sunday. So we're just going to do this in a few different sections. And this section, you're the donkeys, okay? No insults. Yeah, you need two cups each, pass them along. You are the donkeys, yeah? Thank you. Now, so you know how to be donkeys with cups? Yeah, we know what to do. Yeah, we're gonna just, yep, flip, plop, flip, plop, flip, plop, flip, yep. So, oh, two more, okay. Now, I know that some pedants will be thinking that there was only one donkey on Palm Sunday, and that may be true, but there may have been others around, so you lot are donkeys, plural, okay? Now, you lot, so back to, let's say this rowdy pew here, okay? You are the shufflers, okay? So we're not stamping our feet, but I want you to shuffle. You think of all of the people walking around. Shuffle your feet. Can you start? And if you're in that section too, can you be shufflers too? And so you're the crowds that gathered. There they were, like maybe gentle tapping. Yep. And not just shuffling, but you're also the murmurers. Crowds do a lot of murmuring. So murmur. Can you murmur? Okay, yep. And then we've got some. Yep. Okay, quiet. This is just the rehearsal. Now here, I need to hear the sound of ripping, because on Palm Sunday, the crowds ripped the palm leaves from the trees as they waved them to welcome Jesus in as king, and they laid them on the floor. So I've got some newspapers here, and I just want you to, you will also at the end of this service be the tidiest, okay? But I need you to rip, okay? So it doesn't happen very often in church, so just hand these along. Some ripping, yep. Lots of ripping. Okay, and just pass them along. And so if you're the rippers, these are old copies of the Church Times. If anyone wants to get a job as a vicar, there's adverts at the back. You lot are the rustlers, okay? Because there wasn't just ripping, but also as they waved them, all the rustling of the palm branches. So there you go. So I want some rustling. So this is like you want to scrunch the paper up, okay? Yep. And if you want to pass it along to that way as well, that's fine. So now we also we need to use our voices, because on Palm Sunday there was also a lot of shouting, and two of the phrases that they shouted are on the screen behind me, or will be in just a second, Hannah. If you put up the slide, there we go. So everyone in the north aisle, so the north side, so that's this way, I want you to be shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Can we have a little practice of that? "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And on this side, you on the south, peace, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. Can we practice that? Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Okay, so we've all got a part to play, and if you've got your instrument, just use that to make a good noise as well. So we are going to build up slowly. Yep, ready? So just be quiet for a moment. Have a rest. So let's start with the donkeys. The donkeys. Clip, clop, clop, clop. And then can we have the shufflers and the murmurers? Murmur, murmur, murmur. Yep, and then let's have some ripping. Some ripping of the palm branches from the trees. And then we want some, what were they doing? Rustling, rustle, scrunch, scrunch, scrunch. And then let's do some shouting. You really shout this on this side. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Now you keep going with that. And here we go. "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Peace in heaven and glory on the highest. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Keep going, donkeys. Keep going, crowd. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Rustle, rustle, rustle. And now I would like you to be quiet. Woo! Good noise, everyone. Great noise. Very appropriate for Palm Sunday. It was a noisy day. So now I'd like you to put your cups and your instruments and your paper and all on the ground just for a moment. So this was the sound of that day. Yeah, but there would be many more people than us here making a big, big, big noise. The sound of the people's praise. Now, praise doesn't have to be noisy. Sometimes it can be very quiet, just quiet praise. Praise doesn't have to be noisy. But on Palm Sunday, it was. The people praising God, welcoming Jesus as the King who'd come to save his people. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And it was so noisy. I don't know if you noticed in the reading that some people were cross. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law said to Jesus, "Tell your followers to be quiet. Shut them up." And did you hear what Jesus said? They were complaining. They said, "All this noise, all these things being said, they shouldn't be saying these things. You're going to get us into trouble." And Jesus said, if my followers stay quiet, then the stones and the rocks will cry out instead. Have you ever seen a stone cry out? Sing a song? No. Jesus said, if my followers stay quiet, then the very stones themselves will have to cry out instead. And it's a reminder on Palm Sunday to us that if we keep quiet about Jesus, if we don't praise him, then God will give the job to others. If we're not doing what we're made for, we're called to praise him, to make a noise with our lips and our lives, with the things we say and the things we do. We are called to be a noisy people. And so we're making a noise in part this morning. And we're going to carry on making a noise. We're going to sing this song. It's a great song for a noise. It's called Sing Wherever I Go. Wherever I go, I'm going to declare God's goodness with my lips and my life. It's a great holiday club song. Remember all the noise of holiday club? And there's some wonderful actions. Sarah's going to come out and help lead some of the actions. If you know the actions and want to come up on the dais, you're welcome to as well. So we're going to sing Wherever I Go. And as we collect in the instruments, we need to have your palm cross. You should have had a palm cross as you came in. Thank you, Adam. If you haven't got a palm cross, wave your hand and the stewards have got extras. Anyone not got a palm cross? Because you need one. Anyone? Oh yeah, the band here, I've got three you can have. Oh, here, there. There we go. Pass them around. Oh. Anyone else need a palm cross? Nope. Don't be shy. Okay. So, all the instruments in? Don't worry about the new oh, thank you, Kathy. Wow, tidying before the service is even over. That's really, thank you. That's great. Now, we thought earlier about praise. And now I'd like us to think about peace. We were noisy earlier. We're going to be peaceful for a few moments. And I'd like you to take your palm cross, if you've all got one. Now, this may make things a little less peaceful. Just, if you were a five-year-old boy or girl, what would you think is the best thing about a palm cross? Yeah, turn it this way around. It becomes a sword, a weapon of war. So just let's get that out of our system, shall we? Turn it this way. Just have a sword fight with your neighbor. Okay, just then we've done it. Yep. All like to do that. It's just sort of obligatory on Palm Sunday. When you have skewered your neighbor, then let's turn it round. And it's back to being a cross. And not a weapon of war, but a symbol of peace. When Jesus came into Jerusalem as king, the triumphal entry, he came as a king, not to wage war, but to bring peace. And we're just going to hear a little bit about the kind of peace he came to bring, and Deli is going to read our Bible reading. So Deli.
This reading is taken from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 to 10. The king is coming. Rejoice, people of Jerusalem. Shout for joy, people of Jerusalem. Your king is coming to you. He does what is right. He saves. He is gentle and riding a donkey. He is on the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the horses from Jerusalem. The battle bows using wars will be broken. The king will proclaim peace to nations. His kingdom will go from sea to sea and from Euphrates River to the end of the earth. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
When Jesus came into Jerusalem, he came in riding on a donkey. Not a stallion, a great war horse, but a donkey, a symbol of peace. And in fulfillment of a prophecy of many hundreds of years before, Zechariah said, your king comes on a donkey, proclaiming peace. Jesus came in riding on a donkey, and he went out of Jerusalem a week later, carrying a cross. He came in on a symbol of peace. He went out carrying a cross, a means of peace, a symbol of peace. It has become for us our peace. Because Jesus came to bring peace, not in the what you might call the traditional way of subduing all the enemies, killing the opposition. That's not the kind of peace that Jesus had come to bring. That's what the people wanted and expected, but it's not what he'd come to do. He came to bring peace, not by killing others, but by being killed himself, laying down his life on the cross. And so the cross is a great symbol of peace. Not everyone recognized that peace at the time. In the reading that we had earlier, right at the end, Jesus wept, cried over Jerusalem and said, oh, Jerusalem, if you had known today who would bring you peace. And the same is true today. Not everyone recognizes the peace of Christ. It's ignored and rejected. One day it will come fully. But all over the world, the offer still stands. And here at St. Nick's, we've come to hear about it and receive it and enjoy it, the peace of God that is ours. And through that, we're able to live not just at peace with God, but at peace with one another. Through the King who came not to wage war, but to bring peace. He rode in on a donkey, a symbol of peace. He went out carrying a cross, the means of peace. So I want you to take your crosses, and we're going to hand out some things just for a minute. We're going to take the crosses, and we're going to write on them. The crosses have two arms. Here's one I prepared earlier. And we're going to write on one arm, praise. Thought about praise just earlier. And we're going to write on the other arm, peace. So there's lots of pens that are about to be handed around. Now these are permanent marker pens. They will never come off. So they're not for writing on your brother or sister. We're going to give them to the most responsible adult in the pew. If there are several candidates for that position, you can argue it out amongst yourselves. And there's not enough for everyone, we need to share them along, it's about two pens per pew. When you write on your cross, it to begin with, it's wet, so it will smudge. So you need to just blow on it for about 10 seconds until you run out of breath. And then it will dry and be there forever. So on one side, praise, and on the other side, peace. So we'll take a few moments to do that. I'm going to hand the pens down the central aisle. So just take maybe two per aisle and then pass them back. Yep. Oh, sorry. Just one or two per aisle and then pass them back. You mainly done it. Hold up your hand, your cross if you've done it. The pen's made it nearly to the back. Yep. Just leave a minute or so still to go for still. Was a nice, peaceful activity. Many people keep the palm crosses that they receive on Palm Sunday. It helps them to pray through the week ahead as we approach Easter. Many people keep them right through the year to the next Palm Sunday. It's lovely sometimes to visit people in their homes and see stuck on a notice board or in a pen cup or just around somewhere the palm cross from the previous year. So do keep this one. And the palm crosses, they remind us of the two things that we've spoken about today. They're made, of course, of palm leaves. And so they remind us of the praises of Palm Sunday. When Jesus said that if his disciples hadn't praised him, then the stones would have to do the job instead. And so we too are called to praise God with our lips and our lives. And the palm leaves, of course, are made into the shape of the cross. And it reminds us of the King who came to bring peace, who rode in on a donkey and walked out carrying a cross, laying down his life so that we might have peace with God and peace with one another. So let me lead us in a prayer. Maybe you'd like to hold your cross before you, keep your eyes open perhaps, as we pray. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, make us a people of praise and a people of peace who declare your glory and who enjoy and share your peace. Amen.